Hello everyone, welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat. It's episode 8 this week. Got a guest on the show this week. We've got my right-hand man, Drew Derbyshire, rugby league journalist, rugby league supremo, rugby league gospel. There he is. Love rugby league senior reporter. Still got a few other interviews in the pipeline that hopefully come out in the next few weeks, but I thought we'd bring Drew in this week for a bit of a neutral view. We won't give away who he supports, but you'll be able to figure that out when he starts speaking in a minute. We're going to break down some of the other squads in the Championship and see how Widnes compare. But first, Drew, let's have a little bit of a chat about Widnes, if we can, and what your... I suppose what your opinion is on Widnes and what's happened over the last 12 months, obviously relegation from Super League and then the prospects for next season.
Well, first of all, James, I don't think Dennis should have gone. I'll throw it out there. I think it was too soon for him to go. I know a lot of fans were calling for his head at that time in the season when he did go, but I think it was far too early.
Even after what, 7 or 8 years in charge?
Well, what could he do with the money and the resources that he had? I don't think he couldn't have done a lot more, to be honest, with the resource he had. Then Francis Cummins came in.
And you might say that proved your point about Betts, because obviously they changed the coach.
That certainly did prove my point, because it just showed that it wasn't the coach. And we don't know an awful lot about Francis Cummins as a coach. He's not been in the game for a long time as a head coach, so we didn't really know what to expect from him. But I think it proved that Dennis Betts was the man for the job, because at least he had the players on his side, innit? And when Francis came in, it didn't seem as though the players were playing for him. And then all the stuff that's happened with the backroom staff, the likes of James Rule and the other board members coming out and saying that they'd be open to selling the club in the coming months. It's just a bit of a catastrophe at the minute for the Vikings, and I actually feel sorry for the fans, because the fans are expected to get stronghold memberships and season tickets and so on, and they don't really know what the future of the club's looking like.
What's your impression, you know, for obviously we're all quite embroiled in it as fans of Widnes and whatever, what's your impression from an outsider, a neutral point of view, in terms of what Widnes add to the game or what they don't add to the game? Well, you might get lynched on Twitter, that's what you're worried about. Yeah.
Let's be honest, in the last couple of years they've not offered a lot. I think the timing was right for them to go from down from Super League, because losing, what was it,
20
league games in a row, that's unheard of in any sport, in any professional environment. It was time to go. I think this year, 2019, it might actually do Widnes favours, because I think they'll start to win games, and then when they win games, fans will start coming back through the gates, because obviously attendance has dropped quite massively last season, didn't they?
Down
to just over 2,000, below 2,000 for some games. So I think once they start winning and they get that feel-good factor around the club again, I think it can only be a good thing really. It doesn't do anyone any good winning a couple of games a season.
What's the perception, I suppose, you know, from a Widnes point of view? They've almost got, you know, the facilities are good, you know, the ground's decent. The academy is obviously, it's the apple in the eye, I suppose, in many ways, of Widnes. And what's the opinion of a club like Widnes trying to do that, but then the first team sort of floundering a little bit? Is it about finding that balance?
Oh yeah, it's you've got to have that blend of youth and experience in your side, and I think with Widnes over the last couple of years, the experience that they have had, it's not been out on the field, has it? The majority of the older heads in the squad have been injured. I think it's fantastic how they've kept Hepkale on. I know he struggled with injuries over the last few years, but when he's out on the field, he's one of the best players. He's definitely a Super League player. Harrison Hanson, you can still get a lot from him. He'll still offer a lot, and he's still a workhorse as well, even in his later years. But I think it was the time was right for a couple of the players to move away from the club. I think a couple of the players had overstayed a little bit too long at Widnes, and I think the timing was right for them to go. But looking at the squad so far, I think they still need a couple of older reds in there for 2019.
Well, I mean, obviously you've seen some of the young lads who've played Super League, certainly, and what I know you're an Ash or Bot fan, aren't you, I think? What do you make of some of the young lads, and have they got what it takes to lead Widnes to the top of the Championship?
I think they have, but like we said, they do need the old reds. As it is at the minute, I think, is it 24-man squad or 25-man squad they've got so far? It's a little bit thin, that, for me, and a couple of injuries could see him really struggling in the Championship. But going, if you highlight the top end of Widnes' younger players, the likes of Ashall, but Ryan Hid, for example, Jordan Johnston, the Chapley brothers, I think they're fantastic, especially with Championship. Ashall, we saw some real promise from him last season. I know he struggled with injuries a lot in the past, so it's going to be interesting to see if he can keep fully fit for all of the next season, because it looks like he's going to get the number one shirt, doesn't it, at Widnes?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've said before, durability is certainly one of the things with Ashall Bot that you're worried about. You'd like to think that maybe that could be addressed, you know, by the
SSC team. You could possibly even build the team around Ashall Bot, to be honest.
Well, I suppose that's the idea of the academy, isn't it, really? You want to bring players.
And then you look in the halves, and Danny Craven's a reliable player, suitable player, especially for the Championship. Yeah. But then Tom Gilmore is... there's no doubt in his ability, but it's the consistency of Gilmore now, and I think...
Is it easier for these younger lads?
I was quite surprised. He's 23, 24 now, isn't he, Gilmore? And a lot of people...
He's not really
regard him as a real young kid.
Yeah, and he's not grabbed, sort of... He's had the number 7 jersey for 2 seasons. He's not quite grabbed the opportunity.
So that's what I mean. 2019 is very important for him, especially as an halfback as well. He's looking to dictate play and guide his team around the field.
Do you think it's obviously better for these younger players to be coming in at a Championship because the standard's a bit lower. Mm. Do you think the fact that people are judging maybe Craven and Gilmore on the Super League standard are perhaps missing the point that actually Craven and Gilmore might actually be a decent partnership in a Championship?
Yeah, possibly, but in the Championship you've still got to manage games. And that's where Gilmore lacked a little bit last year. He lacked that consistency to manage games. Some games he was brilliant, and some games he was a complete standout for Widnes. He's got a good kicking game on him as well. And then other games we didn't really see much of him, so it's just about him maintaining that consistency. I quite like Danny Craven, to be honest. I know he's taken a lot of stick from Widnes fans over the years, but I like him, and I like his durability as well. He can play various positions. Mm. He'll be a handy player for the Vikings.
So what we're going to do, we've picked out who we think are going to be the top seven teams in Championship next season.
Not in order.
Not in order. We've done the 1 to 13s as they stand now. There's a couple of gaps in Liam Featherston particularly, because their recruitment's been a bit... They're still recruiting. I'd imagine Featherston's may even be filled by Leeds junior reg players, which we'll talk about in a minute. But so what we're going to do, we're going to go 1-13 through all these seven teams, and we're going to have a bit of a... Who would you rather have? Would you have the Widnes option in that position, or would you rather have the other team's option? And the other six teams other than Widnes are Toronto, Toulouse, Halifax, Lee, Featherston and Bradford. So to start off with, we're pretty much unanimous on our 1-13 for Widnes. I think we both picked the same team. So just run through Widnes. We've got fullback Oliver Ashall, but on one wing we've got Ryan Ince, on the other wing we've got Jack Owens. We've got Chris Nininu and Anthony Gellin in the centres. We've got Danny Craven and Tom Gilmore at half-back. We've got a front row of James Chapelau, Liam Wood and Adam Tangata. A back row of Chris Dean and Harrison Anson with Hep Kale at loose forward. So that's the 13, as things stand, that we think is Widnes' strongest 13. Yeah?
And that's a pretty strong 13.
I mean, we've had a few episodes talking about this, but, you know, I think a lot of Widnes fans are probably looking at a half back, but he's like, where'd you get one from? Do you know what I mean?
I think
ultimately the fact that Craven and Gilmore are both still at the club suggests that the club want them to be the first, you know, because what's the point in keeping them if they're not going to be playing?
The recent acquisitions as well of Inu and Gellin, that works wonders for Widnes. Yeah. I think it looked a little bit bleak without them two names, but it's a strong 13 though.
Yeah, definitely. So Toronto obviously going to be heavy favourites, so we'll compare them first. What's the best way to do it? Should we do the 1 to 13 first, yeah, and then we'll go through each position? So for Toronto, strongest 13, this is what we've agreed with. You might have to help me with a pronunciation I've noticed on Adrian. But we've got Gareth O'Brien at fullback. We've got Matty Russell and Liam Kay on the wings, although Kay's got a bad injury, hasn't he? Yeah. I'm not sure he'll be back. We've got Ricky Latulli. And Chase Stanley at centre. We've got Josh McCrone, and then, of course, ex-Widnes halfback Joe Mellor at halfback. We've got two more ex-Widnes players in the front row, in Jack Buchanan, Bob Bezic, and then Ashton Sims. We've got another ex-Widnes player in back row, in Tom Alderson alongside Bodine Thompson. Then we've got John Wilkin at loose forward. We had a bit of a dry run, and this might not look pretty for Widnes from before, but let's go through. So, fullback, we're going O'Brien.
Even though I do like Ash Hall, but I think at this moment in time I'd have Gareth O'Brien.
Yeah. Wingers, Russell and Kay. They're probably going over in Sam Owens, would you say?
Oh yeah, I'd say so.
So we've got 3 out of 3 for Toronto so far. Now centres is probably one up for debate.
I'd have Gellin over Stanley.
Yeah. And then I don't know much about Lutzel or whatever he's called.
He's got a lot of experience in the NRL.
He can kick goals. And certainly, obviously, you'd imagine that throughout this process, we're probably going to pick the Widnes centres against everyone's. You'd imagine, aren't we?
Liv, we'll go. Do you want to go with any?
I'm bowing to your superior knowledge, Drew. I think, because I don't know a great deal about the other lad. Should we split it and go Gellin and Lee Tilly and give them one each?
Go on, man. Yeah, we'll do it.
Half back, I think we're going to have to go with both Toronto's, McCrone and Mellor over.
Joe Mellor, your old mate, was in the office somewhere. Jamie's going to sign.
No, it's gone.
Joe
Mellor's
shirt.
It's gone. A viewer asked for it, so a viewer has got it. We're not bitter, honest. So that's what? 6 out of 7 we've gone for Toronto over Widnes so far? Now, front row, we've got Buchanan, Bezic and Sims against Chapel Isle, Hood and Tangata.
I'd have Hood over Bezic.
The Sims-Tangata one's an interesting one, because Sims is obviously on the downward. He's on the downward spiral of his career.
Yeah, I know a lot of people still think of him in that first season at Warrington, don't they?
Yeah, and Tangata's obviously...
But he's coming towards the back end of his
career. Tangata's a very good championship prop. I think Buchanan, was at Widnes. I think Widnes probably... They offered him a deal for Super League last season and he turned it down. They offered him less money.
I'd be tempted to go with Sims and Tangata.
Are you cheating? Is that what we're doing?
You don't have to have two.
So Widnes are going to get a 2-1 win out of the front row there. So what does that take us to now? 7 out of 10 Toronto.
You're better at maths than me, James.
I should have got a pen. Back row, Bodine Thompson and Tom Alderson against Christine and Harrison Hansen. Would you go Harrison Hansen and Bodine maybe? No. Lee's back row from last season, of course.
I'd go Hansen and Alderson. Personally,
someone shook me a penny, which is good. So we're going Toronto.
Harrison Hansen and Tom Alderson.
Right, so we're splitting it as well. So we're splitting it again. So, and then back row, KLO Wilkin.
I'd have to say Wilkin myself. I think he had a fantastic year for Saints.
So what we're going with there is a 9-4 victory for Toronto on the...
We thought it would be worse, didn't we?
We did think it would be worse. I mean, I guess one of the key points is that we're only looking at the starting 13 here, and obviously you'd imagine Toronto have got more depth than Widnes. So I think if Widnes can keep the starting 13 or starting 17 on the field, then, you know, we think they can give it a good go. But, you know, like you say, if there's injuries... we don't know who they're going to recruit by the start of the season. But to be fair, I don't think 9-4 is a terrible turnaround. And of course, they meet in round 3 in Newcastle for the Toronto home game. So Widnes got a really tricky start, Halifax to lose Toronto. So they're going to know after 3 games. Mm. You'd like to think that if they're all fit for the start of the season, they're at least all going to be playing the first 3 games, aren't they? So So 9-4 Toronto. So let's move on to Toulouse. Blimey, you're definitely going to have to go with this one. So we'll run through the 13. Our favourite 13 for Toulouse. We've got Mark Carella, fullback. We've got Tony Morel and Elias Bergel on the wings. We've got Bastien Adair and Gavin Marjorie in centres. We've got Jonathan Ford and Stan Raban in halfback, preferred over Will Bartel, much to my protestation.
Well, we couldn't have Eddie Pettibon in either, according to you.
No, we've got Pettibon's in. We've got Clement Boyer and Eddie Pettibon either side of Anthony Marion in the front row. We've got Seb Planias, the captain, and Reece Curran at back row, and then Andrew Bentley at 13. So we're going Carella, aren't we? Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, yeah. Championship player of the year. Yeah. Fantastic player.
And, you know, so wingers is an interesting one. We've got Morel and Bergel against Owens and Ince.
I'd probably go Bergel and Owens. Would you? Bergel's a really good finisher. And he's got a lot of pace.
Go on, I'll give you that one. We'll do that then. And we're going both witness centres, I think.
Yeah, definitely both witness centres. Yeah. And Gelling over Adair and Marguerite.
So that's witness 3-2 at the minute. Now, halfbacks. Ford.
I'd probably go both of Toulouse.
You're going both of Toulouse's halfbacks, right?
Jonathan Ford and Stan Raban.
Right, front row then. You're having Hood, aren't we? We're having Hood over Marion.
Yeah, Hood over Eddie Pettibon, him and Tangata, do you think?
I like Clement Boyer.
Do you like Boyer over Pettibon?
Boyer's the sort of player that you want in your team. He runs his blood to water. He's aggressive. We'll split it then. We'll do one of each for props to balance it out. Now, back row. Curran.
So who though?
Boyer
or Pettibon? Do you want to go Boyer?
Boyer, yeah. Boyer and Tangata.
Go for Boyer.
Right. Back row, Planias and Curran. Now, Curran. He's got to be an
one of the best Curran back rows in Championship.
In league, yeah. But you probably have Hansen over Planias.
Yeah.
And then probably Cahill, wouldn't you? You have Cahill over Andrew Bentley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right then, so, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So a narrow 7-6 witness win there.
Yeah. Decent.
So,
decent.
I mean, I suppose...
What's good about Toulouse, though, is they play well as a team.
Yeah, and like I say, you know, this doesn't really take into consideration depth. You know, we're looking at the starting 13s here.
Toronto could have a very good 13, second 13.
Yeah, as well. I think obviously, we've only done two teams so far, but obviously the most alarming thing is that halfback-wise, we've gone for the other two teams' halfbacks both times. So that maybe shows... Also, the wingers as well, we've struggled a little bit, so maybe is that the... I think we were pretty sure on that anyway, that wing and halfback is maybe the two areas Widnes could use some strength.
Yeah, just a word on the wing. A lot of people gave Jack Owen stick, didn't they, when he was at Widnes, and when he went to Widnes, a lot of people were giving him grief on Twitter and so on. I watched him quite a bit at Lee last year. Covering the Championship, and I thought he was fantastic for Lee. He's bulked up a little bit as well since he left Widnes, and that could do him some good.
I like Jack Owens, and
he's still
got the utility. Yeah. I think there's a bit of talk about him maybe playing at standoff as well, which would be interesting, because I think when he was at Widnes last time, I think he lost a lot of confidence because he was struggling under the high ball. And obviously if you play him at standoff, you sort of take that away from him. I think at the moment we've got him in on the wing because we haven't really got any other option. You know, you've got Owen Buckley, who's a young lad who could play on wing. So I think what this exercise, we've only done the two other teams so far, but I think it's definitely shown that winger and halfback are maybe where Widnes are lacking. We'll move on to Halifax, which is going to be a lot more interesting. So QLT or Ash Allbutt?
QLT. Again, I like Ash Allbutt, but QLT... For me, he didn't do anything wrong at Casper last year. I think he should still be playing in Super League.
Halifax have got a good few options at wing. They've got Will Sharp and James Saltonstall, and they've also added Sean Robinson from Featherstone. We went for Sharp and Robinson in this team. Are you having both of them over the two witness options?
Probably not, no. I'd go with Owens and Robinson, personally.
So... one each there. Centres. Now, Steve Tyrer is a witness lad. kicks a lot of goals, good scores
player,
a lot of tries.
Solid player.
Are you having him or Inu if you had to choose? Inu or Tara?
I'd go for Inu and Gellin over Inu and Butler Gellin. And Steve Tara.
Halfbacks then, so Morrell and Johnston. We're going Morrell, I think, aren't
it's
we?
It's
going
to be Scott Morrell, and I'm probably
going Gilmore over Johnston.
Gilmore over Johnston.
We got Dan Fleming. I've not read through the full team, have I?
You've not.
Balls in there, I will put them on the screen as well. We just run through this Halifax team. We've got QLT, Will Sharp, Steve Tyra, Chester Butler, Sean Robinson, Scott Morrell, and then Ben Johnston. We've gone through them. So the six in the pack, we've gone Dan Fleming, Ben Kay, Ben Kavanagh, Shane Grady, Kevin Leroyer, and Jacob Fairbank. So front row then, Fleming, Kay, Kavanagh against Chapalau, Hood, Tangata.
Very good front row, isn't it, for Halifax?
Yeah, it is a good front row. I mean, we struggled, didn't we, with the pack, Halifax's pack, because we left a couple of players out who had a shout of getting in there.
When Ben Kavanagh left OKR, I remember telling you in the office, James, that I thought Widnes were the perfect club to go in for Ben Kavanagh. I know
I spent a bit
of time at the Vikings before, but I thought
he's Halifax lad, don't think, Kavanagh.
Yeah, it is. But the fact that Halifax are a part-time and now he's having like doing work with the community, so he earns a full-time wage. I thought it would have been a perfect fit for him.
Would you have Kavanagh over Tangata, though?
I'd have him over Jay Chapoy.
That wasn't what I asked.
I'd have him over Jay Chapoy.
So, we're going to go... Are we going to split this again? We're going to go one and one. We're going to go Fleming and Tangata.
Ooh. No, come on.
No? Fleming and Tangata?
You think Fleming's better than Kavanagh?
Oh, well, we'll go Kavanagh then if you want, but we're going to split them, aren't we?
Yeah,
well,
we're going to
have Fleming and Kavanagh.
We'll have Tangata and...
Hood or Ben Kay? Now, I like Ben Kay. He's
Ben
quite busy,
yeah, but
Ben
I like Liam Hood.
Right, we're going Hood.
I like Liam Hood, he's great, number nine.
Back row, Shane Grady, another Widnes lad, and I, you know, again, I think Widnes may be missing a trick a little. I mean, it's difficult, obviously, that transition from
part-time. No, Harrison Hanson and Kevin Leroy in back row.
Is that what you're going?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think I'd love to see... I'd have loved to have seen Tyron Grady play for Widnes again, I think, because I think where Widnes are at, I think it'd be nice, two experienced players to come back and play around the young lads would have been nice, but...
Be nice,
know,
to get Danny Richardson and Mark Pearsall as well, I think.
And we're going Kale, aren't we, over Fairbank? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So another Widnes win there. We've gone 8-5 in Widnes' favour for that one. Which, to be fair, this is going relatively how you'd thought, isn't it?
Quite a few 50-50 ones all in there, weren't between Widnes and
Halifax. But I think you're looking at, we expected Toronto to be strong, we expected it to be closer to lose, and we probably expect Widnes, as the full-time team, to have better options than Halifax. But then, having said that, looking at Halifax's squad, we do think they've got a little bit more depth than what Widnes have got. Now, Lee is a tricky one because they've not signed...
They've not got many players,
so... We've left 13, 14. We're going to judge this on 11 because we've left two positions missing. So fullback were missing, and then we've got ex-Widnes player Stephen Marsh, Ian Thornley, Jack Higginson, and Johnny Powernall. We've got Martin Ridyard at 6, and then the gap at 7. We've got another ex-Widnes loanee, Andy Brajcik, at prop with Tom Spencer and Mickey Hyme at hooker, and then a back row of Andy Thornley, Luke Adamson, and Toby Adamson. We're shouting to have another former Widnes player, Sam Brooks, included in this, but Drew used his size and persuaded otherwise. So we're not going to count.
He's more of a front row, isn't he, Sam Brooks? So.
Well, I'd have played him at 13, but anyway.
Ball player, though.
So Marsh and Powernall.
Like a ball player.
You like a ball player at 13, yeah. Marsh and Powernall now over Instant Owens.
Yeah.
Now, I'd have kept Stephen Marsh at Widnes.
Marsh. Over Ince or Owens. if I'm honest, I don't think Marsh should be playing on the wing. I think he should be a centre now.
But he started at centre, didn't he? And he moved
because he's bulked up and his size now, I think he should move back in the
centre. But he returns the ball really well. I'm making the case for him to be a winger because I think he returns the ball really well, Stephen Marsh. There will be people who say that because he can't finish acrobatically in the corner, maybe that's why he can't be a winger, but...
Go on then, we'll go for Marsh.
Are we splitting them then? Because are you going Powernall over Owens, or are you going Owens over Powernall?
I go... Oh, it's very 50-50 this one. I go for Owens.
You're going Owens, so we're going Marsh and Owens. Centres, we're just going Widnes. I know Ian Thornley's decent, but he's not christening any, is he? Let's be honest. Ridyard, we're going
Ridyard. On him, aren't you?
We're going Ridyard. Right.
We're doing Gelling. We'll go Ridyard
over Craven.
And you know, obviously, it's a vacant spot number 7 at least, so we'll go.
Right, front row's where it gets interesting, because Andy Brajcik is a real season championship player and he runs his blood to water as well. We've got Mickey Iron, who's got probably more experience than the entire Widnes squad put together, and Tom Spencer, who played for London Broncos last season.
And go Tangata.
You're going to be opening the Tangata fan club at this rate.
Tangata, Spencer, and
Hud or Hyam. This might be the one that Hud loses. I might push Hyam, mate.
But I think Hud can do 80 minutes.
I know. And I know what to say. But we're going Hyam, right?
Go on then, we'll go on.
Back row. I think Widnes might win all three of these, Thornley and the Adamson brothers, against Christine, Harrison, Hansen, and Cale.
Yep.
So, obviously Lee's still got plenty to recruit, so that may well change, but out of the 11 there, we've got a 7-4 Widnes win. Featherston, a couple of gaps here. We've got Dakota Wiley at fullback.
From Leeds.
We've got a gap on the wing, which we would imagine will probably be filled by Luke Briscoe and Joel Reg, do you think?
Yeah, or Harry Newman.
Harry Newman, yeah. Thompson Tetty in the centre, PNG. With John Davis, who we've sort of shoehorned in at centre because they didn't have any other options. Josh Hardcastle on the wing. We've got the Boas brothers, both from PNG, at half. We've got Scott Wheeldon and Jack Bussey at prop, but we haven't got a hooker yet for Featherston. We've got Brett Delaney and James Lockwood. In the back row, with Brad Day at loose forward. Worth a shout out to Ryan Bailey and Jordan Tansey, who are both on trial. You know, maybe Tansey had slot in at fullback and Wiley go on the wing, perhaps. Although Bailey won't be filling in at hooker. So we'll do this one out of 11 again. Widnes, this is going to be the first one Ash Orbot wins.
Yep.
Centres. I really like John Davis, but again,
it's going to be Ewan Gelling.
It's got to be Ewan Gelling, yeah. Hardcastle, I think you'd probably go Owens.
Yeah.
Now, Boas brothers.
We don't. Well, I've watched of Papua New Guinea, but obviously when it's on the international scene and they're playing Papua New Guinea, it's very, very, very.
As we've seen with Wellington Albert.
Exactly. And Stanton Albert. So, I'm not too. It's hard to predict how they'll go in this weather over here. In, do you know what I mean?
In February.
I don't know what they've signed up for there, but.
Should we split them? Are we going to sit on the fence and split them?
No, I'd go Craven and Gilmore, be honest.
Right then. Front row, Wheeldon and Bussey against Chapel and Tangata.
Jack Bussey really received a lot of grief, didn't he, after his biting into.
Well, he's a decent player. I'd probably play him at 13.
He's a very good player, but yeah, just two play him at 13, which put him in at number 10.
We've got Brad Day at
13.
And Brad Day is a good player. Brad Day is a good championship player.
He was calling for Jack Bussey to be played at.
I was trying to get him in.
Baffling. Going back to the front row. Tangata's got me in there.
Right.
And
Chapel, how are Wheeldon or Bussey?
I'd probably go Bussey.
Right, so we're going to split then. Right, back row, Delaney, Lockwood against Dean and Hansen. You go in Delaney perhaps for his
Delaney
experience.
Delaney,
And then Hepcale. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 11. So that's a 9-2 for Widnes. So we've gone through five of the teams so far, and it's looking probably where we expected. You know, Toronto favourites, and then Widnes and Toulouse fairly close. Halifax just a little bit behind, and then Lee and Featherston. The next and final team we're going to run through is Bradford. Now, we're not discounting anybody else, just before we get any group. But these are who we've established as
Rochdale
favourites.
Rochdale, decent team, James.
Rochdale, but yeah, I mean Rochdale's wingers would probably win some of these contests. Sean Ainscombe and Paddy Flynn. Rochdale's hooker, I mean, Scott Moore will probably win a couple of these well anyway. I really like Jake Galbraith as well. He's another one who was at Rochdale.
Is that Lewis Galbraith?
A centre, sorry, yeah.
He's
no.
He's gone Butler.
Yeah. No, yeah. But he played at Rochdale, but yeah, anyway.
Played last season at Butler.
We'll edit that out. We'll edit that out. No, we won't. So Bradford.
Yeah, Greg McNally at fullback.
And we've gone Hitchcock, Jake Webster. To be fair, when we were putting this team together, we were quite surprised, yeah, weren't we, at how strong Bradford were. So we've got Jai Hitchcock, Jake Webster, Reece Evans and Ethan Ryan. We've got Jordan Lilly and Dane Chisholm at halfback. We've got Steve Crossley, Sam Halas and James Green in the front row. And then we've got Elliot Minchella, Matt Garside and another former Widnes player, Connor Farrell, at loose forward. Now, there was quite a few other players that we could have got into that team. Mm. You know, George Flanagan, Joe Keyes, that we decided not to. And that was the team we went with. Now then, I think this could be surprising. And I think Bradford might even sneak under the radar a little bit this season because they've just been promoted. They didn't...
Good coach and John Keogh.
You know, they didn't win League One. I mean, I don't think... I mean, I think York's team... I mean, I suppose it's a bit of a strange one because I look at York's squad and I don't think they'll compete for... I think they'll be around mid-table. And it's quite strange to say that when you consider York won the league and Bradford finished second. But if you look at who Bradford have added...
Yeah.
You know, you've got Lilly on the year loan, you've got Reece Evans, you've got Jake Webster, you've got Jai Hitchcock.
Well, some of the players are full-time as well.
Connor Farrell as well. All the players that Bradford have added are all first-team, top-end championship players.
Well, just look at that back line. Greg McNally, plenty of championship experience. Jai Hitchcock's played in Super League Grand Final before. Jake Webster's played in Super League Grand Final before.
Reece Evans has.
Ethan Reiser, an upcoming winger, Ireland international, bag stripes for fun. So that line alone is dangerous. So do you want to go through them now?
Yeah, so we're going McNally, are we, over Ash Allbot?
I go Ash Allbot.
You're going Ash Allbot? Oh, he's put a cat amongst pigeons here.
Yeah, I'm
so
really
you'd have Ash Allbot over McNally?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm good. who am I to argue? Hitchcocks. We're going Hitchcocks.
Yeah, we'd go Hitchcocks over Ince. Ethan Ryan, Jack Owens. I'd tempted to go Ryan, you know. Scores a lot of tries.
Right, centres, Webster and Evans. I still don't think that.
I'd still go in there and Gellin.
I'd still go in there and Gellin. That's probably the closest it's been, isn't it? I think.
But there's still two very good strikes.
Now, halfback. You're going both Bradford's halfbacks?
Lilly and Chisholm. Jordan Lilly is a little bit like Tom Gilmore in the respect that we know he's got talent.
But
it's,
he's not
it's
quite.
It's the consistency that. I think we've got to go with Dame Chisholm. A really, really solid player, good organiser.
But you're going Craven over Lilly, is that what you're itching towards here?
No, you've got to go.
You're going Lilly,
yeah. Yeah, to be fair, you've got you'd have to go John Lilly over.
Right, Crossley, Halas, James Green against Chapelau, Hood and Sangatta. We always get stuck at the props. We're going Hood, aren't we? We're going Hood.
We'll go for Liam Hood over Sam Halas, James Green over Jay Chapelau, and Adam Tangata over Steve Crossley.
Right, back row, Minchella Garside against Dean and Hansen. Garside's a really good championship player.
Yeah, Minchella's got a good work ethic as well with him. But I'd probably be tempted to go with Christine and Harrison Hansen, would you?
Yeah, and then Farrell Cale. We're going Cale.
Cale.
Right, so we're looking at that, we've sort of gone with Bradford strong in the backs, Widnes strong in the forwards. Tot it up there, we've got 5-7-8. We've got an 8-5 to Widnes there. So, do we think out of those, the top five, the playoff teams are going to come from them seven? Is that what we're saying?
100%. For me, the top five would be Toronto, Widnes, not in order. Toronto, Widnes, Toulouse, Halifax. Bradford, because I don't know how Featherstone are going to do without John Duffy because he's a great coach, and I don't know how Lee are going to do with John Duffy because of everything that's going on at the minute. Because they've only got 12 or 15 players as it is. So.
To be honest, I think my five that I did the other week was Toronto, Toulouse, in order. Toronto, Toulouse, Widnes, Halifax, Lee. But looking at Bradford, The good news is, it's going to be, and obviously they're an attractive club to sign for. You know, you'd like to think all the stuff's behind them now and they can look forward again. The good news is, I suppose, is that it looks like it's going to be an exciting race.
Very exciting.
Just as long as Widnes get in there.
Could make a good super league team out of all them combined.
So it'd be interesting to see how Halifax do this year, obviously being part-time. Lee again being part-time. It'd be interesting to see whether... Are Toronto Widnes and Toulouse going to pull away from some of them part-time teams and maybe Bradford be dragged with them? We didn't see that much last season because, of course, we had the six. You know, we had the top six in the Championship. We were all very, very close and, you know, it was very, you know, it went to the very last day.
And then, even if you, I know it's Widnes rubbish, and we want to be mainly about Widnes, but even if you look at the bottom of the Championship table as well, Rochdale have improved the squad massively. I still think Swinton will be down that bottom half of the table, but York have come up as well.
You know, Batley, Dewsbury, Sheffield, York are all capable of beating teams, aren't they? Yeah. And that's obviously
Barrow drew to Toronto. Actually.
Yeah, Barrow have strengthened as well. They've got a few PNG boys in. They've got Gareth Hawk. You know, Barrow are going to be tough to play at their place early in the season. And like I say, as Toronto and Lee found out last season. So yeah, really interesting. But Drew, thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving your impartial...
got a nice bedroom here,
your impartial observations for this episode. Please do subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please do like and comment. Give me a tweet. Give Drew a tweet. I'll tag him in when we put this on Twitter. You can watch it on YouTube. You can download, you subscribe as a podcast now on iTunes, Spotify, etc. as well. Thanks for watching and we'll see you again next week.